starting at the top of Ayin Bet Amud Aleph. But we'll just quickly review. Yesterday we spoke about the question, the Gemara is posing a question with regards to Gerushin, divorce. What's the status of divorce? What does divorce mean? Does divorce mean Kishtika Damio? Is it the equivalent of silence? Okay, Akama Damio. Or is it the equivalent of upholding the neder? In the case, the Gemara goes, might not be. What's the case here? The case is Gunsh Nadra of the Shama Bala. She took a neder, the husband hears about it, hears Shah. And then he divorces her. And then he, remarries her on that day. And again, we spoke about this. It's got to be during Erusin, not during Nisuin. Otherwise, if after the fact, if either of those two marriages were Nisuin, then there's nothing to talk about. Because if the first marriage was Nisuin, then when she gets divorced, she then goes into her own reconnaissance. If that's the case, then there's no Mefer Mekodman. Because Mefer Mekodman only applies when the father is involved. And since the father is out of the picture after Nisuin, there is no Mefer Kodman. Right? The other possibility is that she was married now Beirusin, and now she's getting married Nisuin. Again, there's no Alfaros Bekodman. Once you are Nasua, you can't reach those things that are beforehand. So Gemara says, yeah, Marmar, Kishtika Damyo, if it's like silence, Manti Meferla, then he'd be able to be Meferit. But yeah, Mark, Alkama Damyo, no Manti Meferla, if you think it's like Alkama, then he won't be able to Meferit in the second case. Now Gemara's going to say four proofs about possibilities, and Kedarka Bakodesh, what do you think the conclusion of the Gemara will be?
It won't be one.
Exactly.
It'll be the next Gemara.
Tashma. When do we say that when the husband dies, then it moves over to the father? This is the first case, if you're back on Samachem and Aleph, the first case was this case. When do we say that when the husband dies, it goes over to the father's mind? Right? When the husband did not hear about it, he heard about it, it was Mefer, right, or he heard about it and he was silent. Umate Boba. And then he dies on that day. Right? The Iyamite Gerushin Kishtika Damo. If you think that Gerushin the equivalence of silence, then why can't you say Oshama Begirish? Why isn't there an additional case in that list of cases where it works that the husband, the father can take over the husband's position? You could add another, the list is missing one, and that could be Oshama Begirish. The fact that it omitted that, it must be done that the gerushin function like an akama, because otherwise it would have been included in this list. This is case number two that we talked about on Samachet, Amud Aleph. If the Baal heard about it, was mekayimet, or Shama was shut up, or he heard about it and was silent, umayt biyom shacharav, and then died the following day, not that day, but the following day, so that his shtika is the equivalent of a hakama. Right, then, in yochel afer, the father does not have the ability anymore to be made for the nether. Biyamar gerushin ke hakama damu, if you're right that the deal from the ratio was that gerushin don't function as shtika, but function as a hakama, it's missing from the second list. Right, it should have been in this list. But nay, so Vegim Shama Begirish. And you should add in this additional case of, right, Osu Shama Begirish. So the fact that it doesn't write it there, right, it's not, that it sounds like Gerushin is like silence. So Ella, Meheha, Lakala Mashma Mine, from that Brisa, you're unable to come to any conclusions. It goes from each path, from case number one and case number two, and Samachet, right, it's inconclusive. Each one gives you the opposite conclusion, which is Eresha Dapka. If the first case is Dapka, I mean, that's why when it doesn't say it there, because it doesn't work, Gerushin does not work, meaning Gerushin is like a comma, then that's a Seifa Mishum Resha. Then why is it omitted from the Seifa? Because the only reason we brought the cases in the Seifa was to give opposite cases of the Resha. The E Seifa Dafka, whereas if the Seifa was the reason that it was omitted, meaning that Gerushin is really Kishtika Dami, it's really like silence, then Nasi Resha Mishum Seifa, the only reason the cases in the Resha were brought, because they were opposite the cases of the Seifa, meaning that it's inconclusive, because no matter which side you say that Gerushin should have been in, you can always explain the other side by saying that it was just a parallel structure, to the, if you say it's the ratio, then it's the safest parallel structure to the ratio. Or if you say the safer, then the ratio is parallel structure. So the only point of the braisa is it has two sides to it. And you can't come up with a two sides to gerushin, right? Because gerushin is either it is or it isn't, right? I mean, is it, as opposed to imshama, right, vehikim, or vishama vishatak, right, they have additional cases. Why is it shama vigirish does not have an opposite case to it? So therefore you couldn't have included it on one side of the Mishnah because you won't have a parallel case. Turns out Rav Akiva Eiger says that he doesn't understand. He says you could come up with that case, an opposite case. Look at the Rav Akiva Eiger at the bottom of the page. He just points out, he says, Tamuali. He says, he goes, I don't understand. Because the Ron over here says you can't come up. That you can't make that come up. He says, Tamuali. Inami matni bereshah shava v'shatak v'girsha. Right, that he was, heard it, was silent, and then divorced her, boba yom. You could have flipped it around in the sefer. Shama v'shatak v'gersha l'machar. And then he's divorced the next day. The same way it does it by misa, it says l'machar. Right? So he says, you can come up with an opposite case. And it says, Hashem, you're enai. Why it shouldn't be that you could create an opposite case in the sefer to the ratio. That's the wrong case. The wrong claims that you can't write it either one because you can't create the afuche with the sefer, right? So that's why it was omitted here. The Ron says, the Rav Akiva point says you could do it the same way you created it for Misa. In that exact case, right here, in this case it says, Shama v'shatak u'meisbo bayom, in the ratio. And the Sefer it says, meis v'yom v'acharav. So why can't you do the same thing by Gerushin? Shama v'shatak v'gerush bo bayom, and Shama v'shatak v'gerush l'machar. And then you can have the exact same structure. Right. Although I think in the Gemara itself, I don't think it's a statement of the Ran, which doesn't necessarily make sense. I think the Gemara itself, it's clear that the Gemara says that you can't, the Braisa gives you no opening here because the Braisa has two sides and it didn't include Gerushin on either side of it. So therefore we can't now be mendayik from either half of the Braisa which way Gerushin should go. Alright, let's give it our next shot. Tashma Nadra Vihi Arusa. She took it down, then she's an Arusa. Vinit Karsha. And then she got divorced. Vinit Arsa. And then she got engaged again, Afilu Lameya, even to 100 times, or Afilu 100 people. Avio Bala Akram, if you're in the Nidera. Her father and husband, final husband, are the ones that can be made for Nidera. That is our Mishnah here. And that's the case in our Mishnah. That's our Mishnah. That's what yesterday. You guys were complaining about when I read the question here, they said, oh, what about the Mishnah? So I gave them all the answers that the Gemara is going to give here, and it wasn't acceptable to them at the time, but the Gemara is going to do exactly that. So we're going to see here. Right, the Gemara is going to say, Shema Minah, Gerushin Kishtika Kama, which was their claim, which is a good claim. But you see from our Mishnah that obviously Gerushin is not like a Kama, otherwise why could you have 100 times that she's divorced, and then she remarries? What's the relevance of the last arus if gerushin is like an akama? Because once vidre the opium arus rishon, right? The first arus already was mikayim her neder. By divorcing her, he was automatically mikayim the neder. Once you mikayim the neder, there's nothing to talk about anymore, right? There's no opening for anybody to do anything. It's done. So Mar says, how come my skin but shalosh shama arus rishon? It's a case where the arus did not hear about it. Right, as we discussed by the Mishnah, we discussed that the Mishnah is not clear. It says bo bayom, and the bo bayom doesn't tell you why it's bo bayom. It means somebody had to hear it. Who is the one who heard it? There are two possibilities. Either the father heard it, or the oris heard it. Right, so we said that you could argue that the Mishnah is talking about the case where Shema Aviha, that her father heard, and that's what drives the bo bayom. In that case, it's inconclusive what the status of an oris is who does hear it. Right, all you conclude is if the artist never hears it, then it's as if nothing happened. So then there's kind of proof to our gerushin. Gerushin can only be a kama when the artist heard about it. If the artist never heard about it, then what type of gerushin is it? Why is gerushin a kama? If the artist reaches in here, what do you need the qualification of bobayom? I feel akarmeyayom. And even 100 days later, it's irrelevant to bobayom unless he hears about it. The Aris didn't hear about it, but the father heard about it, right? The Boba Yom who the Matsi Mayfair, because the father is the one who's limited by the Boba Yom. But we come here like well Matsi Mayfair, but then he can't be Mayfair after that. So that's why the Boba Yom in the Mishnah is not a reference to the Aris of Rishon, but rather to the Av. Alright, so now, the question you could ask is that the Shmuel afterwards clearly states that the case in our Mishnah is where the Aris heard it. Right, because that's the whole point. We said Shmuel is different than our Mishnah. Shmuel's not simply coming to bring a pasuk to support the Mishnah, we said, right? Shmuel's coming along to make a statement that an Aris Rishon who heard, the Aris Achron can get a hold of it. And we proved it from exactly this point, that the Mishnah could have been talking about Shema Aviha. So now why is it Shmuel a proof that Gerishin is Ishtikadoli? And the answer is, yes, that is exactly Shmuel is a proof. But the Gemara is looking for a Tanaic source. Right? That's the difference. Right? If you were to simply get Shmuel, it would work. I mean, that's no problem. But the Gemara is after a Braisa or a Mishnah to support the position or this question here. They're not looking to Shmuel for the answer. And because of that, we're going to see in a second, that might make a difference to halacha. What is the halacha? Right? We'll see that in a second. Let's just finish up the Gemara and then we'll go look at the halacha. Tashma, Nidra Bo Bayom, and if you took a Nidra on that day, she took a Nidra on that day, Girsha, Bechazira Bo Bayom, divorced her, and then returned on that day. And Yochel Hacher, that it cannot be made for it. Shmami no, Gerishin Kalkamadam. It sounds pretty straightforward that this Gerishin is Kalkamadam. It's straightforward. He heard about it, so now we're talking about that the Baal heard about it, nothing to describe it there. Right, and he takes her back on that day, and Yochel Hacher. So it sounds like a pretty straightforward proof to what we need. I says, oh, no, we don't know what the Gerushin was from. There are two possibilities when you're a Gerushin. There can be Gerushin from Erusin, or there can be Gerushin from Nisuin. So it depends what we're talking about. All the cases we're talking about in our Mishnah and over here that are good proofs are Gerushin may Erusin. But maybe this Brisa, or this later on, then the Gemara brings this down, is talking about a case where it's Gerushin may have Nisuin. Right? If it's Gerushin mina Nisuin, then we have a different halacha, totally different halacha. It says, that's Amrei Halkab Nisua Askina. That's what they meant in Nisua in that case. And the reason that the next husband can't do anything is because once they're Nisuin in the picture, right, there's no getting back to that nether. That nether's done because the Nisuin, either if she was Nisua and got divorced, then she again goes into her own reconnaissance. If she does that, there's no mefer b'kodmin because the father is the only one who entitles her to get the kodmin. The father's out of the picture now. Right? Or if the second person was the one who had nisuin, the second one was the one who married her, right? When he marries her, when you have nisuin, there is no hafaras kodmin. Right? There's no such thing as being mefer those that are kodmin. Alright, pretty straightforward Gemara. Guess what we have again? Right? We are inconclusive. Right? That's the conclusion of the Gemara. So of course, if you look in the Ran at the bottom here, in the bottom two, three lines into the wide lines in the Ran, he says, Elinyan Halacha. Right, you see that? Elinyan Halacha. Elinyan Halacha got the Ramban, came into Bayin Delo Yipshita. This is a term that we see frequently in the Ran, right? It's a question that has no answer. Akinan the Chumrah. Therefore, we do, like everywhere else in the Dharma, we go, the Chumrah. What's the Chumrah? The Gerushin Ke Akamadam. That Gerushin would be the equivalent of Akamah. That would be the Chumrah over here. So that's the Ramban. But the Rashba makes an interesting point here, and this is the point about Shmuel. About the Rashba, Zal, Kotav, Nehi, Divine, Klub, Shita, Vehanach, Masnisa. It's fine that we can't find any proof from the braces that we've heard over here. Aval, if Shita, La, Mi, Memory, Shmuel. We could bring a conclusion from the statement of Shmuel. And that's what I pointed out to you before. The Gemara does have a good conclusion to this case in the case of Shmuel. It just didn't want an Amora as its proof. So this Gemara is looking for a Braisa or a Mishnah. It doesn't find it. But if you're looking Linyan Halacha, you can use Shmuel Linyan Halacha. Because the statement of Shmuel tells us what? The Gerushin is Kishtikadam. It's the equivalent of silence. Right, Amar La'el Minahani Mili Daros Akram Mefer Nedarim Shnir Lishon. Dalma Kabbalah Mirabe. He heard from his Rebbe that he's not Masnisim Bo Bayom Mishum Shmiyat Aros Nokot Le. We read this in the Ran yesterday. That when he heard it from, when it says Bo Bayom, Shmuel had a Mesora that was referring to the Aros and not to the father. Right, Velo Mishum Shmiyat Abi. Came into Shmuel Amar Hafi Lo Shav Ginen Ma'ida Pshita Le the Shmuel Shil Mandi Ispeka Le Behu BeGemara. Something that's so positive to Shmuel, even though our Gemara has a question about it. If it's so simple, like what the Rashi was saying, why didn't our Gemara bring down the member of Shmuel to answer the question?
what's the happening of halacha if it's hakama or shtika? Because once it gets to be the next day.
If he remarries that day, then half kamina. It's the Gemara mentions. If he remarries her that day.
Okay, but in the case where it's halacha.
Then there's nothing to talk about anymore now. It's only when he remarries that boba young. If he divorces and remarries that day. They were looking for a brace or a mishnah. The lobby member to Amorai. And we don't have, they weren't looking for a statement of an amora to solve the problem.
What's the difference between a masnisa and a masnisa?
A mishnah or a brace. Right. We masnisan or we masnisa, right? It's from our mishnah or from the masnisa would be the brace, I assume. So he's and then he brings a proof. He brings another sugya in Shas where you have such a an instance. Or actually, we had it earlier in our Gemara about whether Kohanim are shluchi didan or shluchi de rachmana. Are the Kohanim are shluchim or they the shluchim of Hashem? And our Gemara here in the Dharm ends inconclusively, but the Gemara in Kiddushin has a conclusion. There the Gemara says anything that you can't do yourself, no one can be your shliach for. So it's obvious that the Kohanim are shluchi de rachmana. Because if they were shluchi didan, we can't bring karbanos, so how could the Kohanim bring them on our behalf? And that's a member of an amora. Rav Huna, he changes the gears to Rav Huna here. All right, so it's Rav Huna in Kiddushin. And since it's a member of the amoraim, you see that our Gemara here didn't bring that, even though that would have concluded the Gemara in the Dharim. In the Dharim, they were looking for a mishnah or a brisa to prove their point. And that's why they didn't bring it down. So he says, the Rashba says, based on that, he's going to paskin like Shmuel, that means that when it comes to Gerushin, it's kid, shtika dono. Whereas the Ramban says, well, here the Gemara is inconclusive, we go to Chumrah, and he's going to paskin that Gerushin is kid, halkama dono. Right, this is interesting. Right, next Mishnah. Let's start on with that. Next Mishnah. It's an interesting Mishnah. Derech Tamidei Chachamim. This is the way of Tamidei Chachamim. Ach lo haitav bitoh yotzame etzlo. So right before his daughter gets married, meaning that not Erusin, but Nisuin. Omer la kol nedarim shenedart betoch beiti. Anything, any nedar that you took while you were in my possession, harihen mufarid. They are gone. Rechein abal. The husband does the exact same thing. Before he takes her to Nisuin, because once he has Nisuin, there's no mate for the codeman, so he wants to make sure that it's taken right? Anything that you took before you came into my possession, are you in Mufarin? Because once there's Nisuin, there's no more hafara. So the Baal and the father, who both jointly can be made from the Dharim, take a blanket hafara.
Without knowing any specific... Were a bit of time, that was for the future, but yeah. There was no like a general discussion about
that. That was by Hatzaris and Kol Nidre. And that they made a tznai going into the Hatzaris. It's a tznai for the future that Hatzaris and the Dharim, that nothing will be... any nether I take will automatically be mutar. Right, so your question is, well, don't you need shmiah? Guess what? That's what the Gemara wants to know too. Right, nobody heard anything here. How do you take a fara? Well, what's this hafara doing over here? And he didn't know what it was. Right, so your question, how can a bow, or is there a bow able to do a fara without ever hearing the nether? That's such a blank check hafara. Does that work? I mean, just a hafar without any connection to any nether, does it have any value? So Mar says, well, it says in the pasuk vishama isha that the husband heard it. Dafka who? Or lav dafka? When it says that the husband heard it in the pasuk, does that mean literally he heard it? I mean, lav dafka meaning that that's a normal case, but it just means that, you know, not that he literally has to hear it, but that he's done a hafara when he does hear about it, right? So Amar Rava Tashma, our Mishnah should be the classic proof. Because what's the case in our Mishnah, right? Because that's why Shaul asked the question, right? Our Mishnah says, Hafara, right? He takes a blanket of Hafara before he gets married to her. If that's the case, he clearly did not hear about it. So Tashma, she says, Derek told me to come, actually, it's, the Psat, he told me, it's low. Omer Lak, what's in a Rim Shinah Dark, he told me, Arihenu Farin. Bahalo, Shama. He didn't hear. When it says, L'chi shama, who to make for. Now he's saying, when I do hear about it, I will be made for it. So when it says, then, Im Kain, right, if that's the case, Kilo shama, Lamale, Lameman. If it has no, it's not efficacious now, right? If there's no efficacy in the saying of the Hafara now, why is he saying this? I mean, if he's just saying that, when I hear about this Neder, I will be made for it, what's the point of saying it now? Saying right now that he's saying, oh, any Neder that you took, I'm made for it right now. Why bother? Amar says, HaKamash Malan, Urchei Ditzubrin Dirabanan Lehadure, that the way of a Talmud Chacham is to start strike up a conversation. I mean, that he should draw his daughter into a conversation about any nedarim. So we're making a statement this way, that any neder that you took is mufar, even though it's not, again, it's not efficacious here in order to be made for the neder. He still has to be made for the neder when he hears about it. Nevertheless, it draws his daughter into a conversation, and maybe she'll remember she took a neder, or that she had a neder, so on and so forth. He's trying to stimulate her memory over here.
Is there anything you want to tell me?
Right. Anything that you haven't mentioned till this date. So he's just trying to trigger a conversation with the guy. So now the Gemara says, well, Tashma B'Seifa. Right, that works for the father. What about the Seifa? Actually, it's Ganesh L'Rishuto, Omer Lo, Kanami. Sorry, Omer Lo. He says to her, anything that you, any neder you've taken are Mufar. So now we're talking about the husband. So Hafanami. So now, again, there are two gear souls in this Gemara. The girsa we have is different than the girsa before. There is one girsa which we don't have. The Ron brings it down. I'm seeing if Rashi changes it. No, Rashi has our girsa as well. That's probably why ours looks like it does. I don't think we should have it here. But the Ron brings down a separate girsa which just reads the same way as the first one, which is v'chishama. So he says that when he hears about it, he's going to be made for it. And the Gemara asks the same question. Well, we know that already. So Kavash Malon, that you get involved with the husband will get involved. Right now, the girsa that we have is not like that. The girsa here says l'chishamana. Right. So the way the girsa by the father is l'chishama. When I will hear about it, I will be made for it. Over here, the Baal makes a open statement. Equivalent to Kol Nidre, like Shaul was saying before, says l'chishamana. When I do hear about it, it's mufar from today. When I do hear about it, it's mufar from today. Not that he says, in the future I will, when I hear about it, I will be made for it, but no, that it is mufar if I do hear about it. So now he's doing from today, he's being made for an edit that he will hear about in the future. Well, so why does, well, first of all, why is that effective? Right, number one, and number two is, why do you have a different answer by the husband than you do by the father? Why didn't the Gemara give that answer by the father too? That he just made it tonight. Says, when I do hear about it, it's mufar from today. And then it'll be effective. Hafara, even though he hasn't heard about it yet, that when he does hear about it, it will work. So Ron shows this very interesting Ron here. It says that there's a difference between the husband and the father in this case. If you look in the Ron, if you look in the Ron, in the narrow lines in the Ron, 2, 4, 5 lines. 5 lines from the bottom. The line begins at Yesh Lomar. Yeah, 5 lines from the bottom. The narrow lines are Yesh Lomar. So he asked the question: why is there a difference between the Baal and the Av? Says Yesh Lomar Lo Domi, that they're not comparable. But come on, he mitartin and hachi, hani mili beomer leishto lechishama. Now maybe you should take time on. But he says lechishama, right? Then the husband, the woman is still, right, in his possession. Mishum hachi even hani, therefore it works. Ohacha lechishama kvar yatzat mirshus av. So the key difference is, where is the woman going to be when they hear about the nedar? What's she about to do? She's about to have nisuin. Right, she's about to get married. When nisuin happens, what is this? What? Who has control or who has the ability to be made for nedarim?
The husband, but not for kodman.
Right, but not for kodman. Very good. So yeah, the husband has, but not for kodman, and the father no longer has any rights. So the truth is that you can only make a tnai or make a condition where you still have control. Meaning that if you, the father, if he says, in the future when I hear about it, it'll be mufar, then the father is saying that has no bearing, because when she's already married, at the point that the father hears about it, she's totally out of his possession. Whereas when the husband says such a thing, that in the future, right, when I hear about it, it'll be mufar from today. Right, then his hafara will work. Why? Because even at that time, when he hears from the netter, she's still in his possession. And Shaul's right, the husband may not be able to do this alone. He may need the ab over here to be made for the netter. But at least his half of the netter could be mufar, right? And the Ran says one additional chiddush, which is very interesting. If you look at the Ran farther down in the four lines, the wide lines that were in the widest lines here. If you look, four lines. So Gabi Baal Mitartinan, you see that? Gabi Baal Mitartinan, it's four lines down, the wide lines. Gabi Baal Mitartinan Haki. Damalar Kodim Shmuel Hishamana Tachul HaKhafara. The Bishbama Avlo Motzi Ovid Haki Meshum Dimnesun Nafkele Meshute Legamre. Father can't do this because once he takes the, once Nesun happens, he's out of the picture entirely. Of Baal, Adrava. Baal's just the opposite. Nesun Ailele Le Meshute. With marriage, he's actually more in control. He has more control here. My time I mean and then about made fair big code man. This is what Shaul's question was. Baal can't be made for big code man. Shum distalically out because the Av is removed here. Baal Alpha gave him the Av Hefer Helko Kodim Shanise. Here the father took care of his person beforehand. So the father did do his piece here. Ubal Nami Sarfala for its day Bahadi Hafarab. And the husband himself put his hafar together that with it to the father. The Baal Kodim Shanise. That together with the hafara that the father did prior to the nisuin, he highly hafara the baal is talik le'ab. Even though when does the hafara of the husband become effective? That's already when the father's out of the picture. I feel hafi mayfair, so he can do it because he took his statement. He made his statement still when the father was around and when the father did hafara. The efshanami. This is the big finish of the round. Efshanami to chishama. So now, when she does hear about it, when is the hafara effective? So you have two possibilities. It could either be that the hafara is effective from the moment he hears about it, because that was his condition. He says, when I hear about this, with Kishamana, then it's hafara.
That would work.
It would work, according to the Ran.
From the times that he heard about it.
It could work from the time that he hears about it.
No longer the father is for sure.
Yeah, but the father, he made a statement at the time that it wasn't, he and the father took their actions both at the same time. Just that the two of his actions takes place later, but they both took the action. The Ran says what both of you are saying, it's pretty sure. The Ran says exactly what you're saying. Veshunami, the Chishama, Mishasha, Hafar, Lahu, Techale, Hafar, Dile. Exactly what you're suggesting, that maybe the Hafar really is retroactively effective. Because he made a statement at that time, and then he says, L'chishamana hafarla. Not that when I hear in the future there will be mufar, but rather, the future, when I hear about it, it's mufar mi'ayom. Right? It works from today. And therefore, v'ikalit zirufa ma'al yada'a b'hadi ba'al b'zeh. And therefore, the husband and the Baal are doing it at the same time. Right? And even though, again, it's still effective for the Baal later on, because the Baal still has possession. Therefore, when he hears it later on, it's still meaningful. Whereas when the father hears it later on during the suin, it's not meaningful. Right? It's just a very interesting rant to deal with the difference in the girsos, l'chishamana, versus why did the Gemara give a different answer by the husband than by the father? And it has a big chiddush by Kodman. This idea that we just got blanket, by Kodman you can't have the Baal be involved. Here, the Ran suggests that there's a possibility that Kodman could be taken care of by making such a hafara, a prenuptial hafara. It says that before the suing, it gets rid of anything I hear further on, and it'll still be effective because his hearing it later on, he's still in possession of the woman, meaning that he still has the rights to be made for the neder in the future, because that's what right he does and he retains. He gets even a greater right to be made for, and therefore he can do it prior to the marriage and have it continue later on, whereas the father must be out of the picture by the time the suing comes. So, interesting run. Alright, let's just continue with the Gemara now. All right, Tashma, the Gemara is going to try to bring a proof from another place. So, Omer Ishto, Kol Nedarim Shetiduri Achavo Mimakom Ploni, Harehen Kayamin. Any neder that you take from now until I return are Mekuyam, Lo Markum. Doesn't work at all, because maybe she'll take something he really doesn't want. So, you can't make a blanket statement of Kiyom.
It's also Derech Lo Bali Olam.
But we said that a person can take a neder about something that's about the Olam.
No, but he's not making a neder. He's saying that Chaim something about it.
But we paralleled.
But I'm not sure.
Remember we said that the question of whether he can be made for it is whether he can be matir his hakama. So he's making it. Can he then be matir it? But if he matir it, it never happened.
If I can't be matir my neder, unless I'm being matzah of something that exists, and how can it be Mekayim and Neder that doesn't exist?
I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying based on the Davar Shel Rabbi Yochanan, that wouldn't necessarily preclude it because
it's not. Davar Shel Rabbi Yochanan has to do with the object of the neder, not the neder itself.
I have a good answer for you right now, but I think there might be putting the terms on this one. That's a good question. I think the answer may be like what something like Shaul is suggesting over here. That there's no that requirement is not apparent here. I don't have a good answer for it. The Mishnah is coming up in 2 days. Maybe we'll have more insight over there.
Why couldn't Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov be Mekayim the Torah before Kafalim Har Yigis? I mean, why do they have to wait for Har Sinai for the Avos to Mekayim the Torah?
Why? Because they can Mekayim something prior to it. So that's not the, it's a different type of Kiyum here, right?
No, but I mean, the difference between them is Mitzvah and Mitzvah and either way, they were not mitzvah levosa. They didn't anyway.
I think that there you're talking about a different key. I guess we are touched by Omar Lee Shokol and Durham Street, Juri Achevo, Miracle Polon, Ari Hain, Kayamim, Lomar Kum, does not work. Ari Hain Mufarid, but if he says they're all Mufar, Velez Omer Mufar, it works. And the Chum disagreed with the Masa. Balo Shoma, here again, he didn't hear about it. Akanami, Tamar Lachi Shamana. Same type of condition. When I do hear about it, it'll be mufar minhag yo v'labale min hashta. So why is he doing it now? L'chishama leferla. When he hears about it, let him do it all far then. As opposed to our case here in the Mishnah, where the reason he does it now is because if he doesn't do it now, later on it's not effective because he's married, and then he can't be made for bekodman. Over here, he's married prior, and he's married now, and he's only worried about the darim that are taking place now. So why make such a condition where he's mufar it for the future? He says, maybe I'll be, you know, I won't be focused. At the time that she tells, I hear about this nether, he won't be focused, and he'll forget to be made for it. So he wants to clear the slate beforehand. Right? So Tashma, so another case, Omer, the Upitropus, called the Dharmshin, and no Deretz, Ishtimi, Kamrach, Shabomi, Mokum, Plani, Hefer. Any nether that my wife takes, you're my Shliach, right, that you should be made for her nether. Heferla. So then the shliach goes ahead and is made for it. Yochol he mufarim. You would think that it works. That to be mufar. Tamadomar ishach yikimenu bishach yifarenu. The husband is the one who does the kima, and the husband is the one that does the hafara. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Right? Rabbi Yoshia says no. They can't do it. There's a gzeres hakasuv that the husband is the one who can do the hafara, not anyone else. Amaro Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan says matzina b'chol haTorah kula shluchu shel adam kemoto. That a agent is the equivalent of the, right, the sender, the appointee. So why isn't it over here? Why can't the apotropos, right, the agent of the Baal, act like the Baal and be made for the nether? So Rabbi says he can be made fair for the Baal. So now, Da'afilu Rabbi Yoshi, lo kamar l'bishim zeres ha'klatu. And the only reason Rabbi Yoshi argues on Rabbi Yonatan, he doesn't argue on the principle that shluchu shel adam kamoto. He argues on the point that here there's a zeres ha'klatu. There's a specific pasuk that precludes you from doing as such. Right? Who? Yishai yikimena v'yishai yifena. About the kuli amo, shluchu shel adam kamoto. And what's the basic problem here? V'ha lo shmile. The husband never heard the nether, and he's telling this apitropus, when you hear about a nether from my wife, go ahead and be made for it, right then, on the spot. The Ron asks your question. Very good. Ron asks your question. All right. Why can't the apitropus also be a shliach to hear the nether? Right, so that the Ron says can't be. So here, if you go to Bahalo Shmielet, look at the Ron, it's the last one on the page, Bahashkli Melee, Klomar, Baal, Amalo Baishmiel. The chitema, this is Shmi's question. Chitema lo la mim lechol de boi shmiya. No, really, you do need to hear it. Vishani ocha, the ikh shmiya de apitropos. The apitropos hears, right, he can be the shliach, right, he can hear it. And that's actually chadam kamal, so he can hear it. Just in the run, down here. Say, v'halo shmiya lay the last run here. This one, right here.
Okay.
In the first one there, yeah. That's all right, no, last run. Alright, Vishani ocha, the ikh shmiya de apitropos. Right? Exactly what she was asking. It's like the Baal heard about it. Teretzu betosu v'shem rav rabbi yosef zah beleta. Doesn't work. Demita de boy shmiya mi'ike mide de Baal lo matzim eifer shliach matzim mishave. Right? This is our basic problem by shlichus. Right? Shlichus can only be done by an agent. Right? When you yourself could have done the same thing. The problem over here is that can the Baal at this point be made for the nether? The answer is
at the time he's designated him as a shliach.
Right, he's made it when he designated him as a shliach. Maybe he could. That's not the point. Is later on when the apotropos hears it, the Baal cannot be made for the nether at this point in time because he was never a shomea. Right? So the apotropos
heard it.
Right, the apotropos can do it because the apotropos heard it. Right, and then he shliach shadam shukamoto. So therefore, the apotropos becomes like the Baal, and he can be made for it. Right. So if he can do such, then why, right? Why, then the apotropos now has rights that are greater than the Baal himself, right? And that's not going to work, right?
It's not really his rights that it, well...
He does, because his hearing now is making him...
He's... No, but the parallel case would be that the Baal hears back. If the Baal hears back, then he would have those rights.
Yeah, but it has to be in this instance. It is
at the moment that he's doing it, he can have rights.
Shulk Shadam Komoza works that if I could effectively do this, then I can appoint an agent to do it.
Right? It can't be a potential.
Just because you can put on tefillin later on doesn't mean I can put on tefillin for you now. Right? Because it has to be that you could, you know, I mean, obviously here it's mitzvah bagufa, it doesn't work there, but I'm just saying, yeah, but shliach, when you have shlichus, it has to be that you could have been effective now, and therefore you can appoint an agent to do it on your behalf. Right? Alright, so there you have shlichus adam chumos is not going to work with regards to shmiya over here.
He has to halachically have the rights, not physically. Like, you know, like if he's essentially from the Yanasiyama or something, obviously the Baal had to deliver a get. Obviously the Baal, you know, can't physically hand it if he's not there, but it's the halachical that you're talking about.
Right. But since the husband has no ability to do it because there's no shmiah on his behalf, having to appoint a shliach to become his shomea, right, and then do the hafara later on. Mm-hmm. Right. Right, so that was your question. So now the Gemara's going to answer up, which is quickly the first line of the next half, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Ochanami damalei l'chi shamano. Right, that he says, no, when I do hear about it, meferla, then it'll be mufar l'chi shama, right, leferla. So when he hears about it, let him do the hafara then. He says, again, maybe I'll be occupied or when I do that, and therefore, so when I do hear about it, then it's mufar mehayom. So in that case, of course, he can, he doesn't really need the apotropos, right? That's it. So then why does he have the apotropos in the picture at all? Is because, if I get bogged down, then I have this apotropos who will go on my behalf and then do the shlichus. Once he's heard about it, the Baal, then the Baal is halachically engaged and he can be the one who does the afar. Then he can have the shliach go ahead and do it on his behalf and do the afar on his behalf. Alright, so we'll stop here and continue tomorrow.